This week's episode is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Get a free estimate and $300 off at leaffilternow.com/chickenduck. That's leaffilternow.com/chickenduck.
Are you being 100% serious right now?
You ain't cool unless you poop your pants.
When you're from
the Canaanites. What? Your people age very well, Ryan. You'll be fine.
Everybody can kiss my ass. You know, Canaanites. Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 51, or season 6, episode 3. Moving right along. Joining us this week, Johnny M.
Hello.
Ryan Vu.
Hey.
And Casey and myself. How's Casey?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Work Annie. I'll be here soon.
It's good.
I'll count the minutes.
I'll mentally prepare myself. You'll know when he comes falling down the steps. So how was everybody's week?
Good.
It's been fast. Speak of the devil.
We have a new addition to the Chicken Duck family.
We do, though he hasn't been able to wear his onesie yet. It was a little large. Hold on, here he comes. So let's give the entrance.
Hey!
Hey!
Boys? Sorry, my hands are weak.
All the way from New York City. The big time.
Did Barbara ask you about penis noodles?
There's your...
She did.
There's your...
No peeking.
We have no interest in the penis noodles, but yes,
no, I know you did. I didn't expect you to, but I thought she knew about it, and
no.
We had the conversation that was over to hold the baby the other day.
How many people have heard of penis pasta? I mean, not too many.
Well, I mean, us.
Yeah.
Does someone need it, Jim?
Were you going right
no.
away?
No, they don't. We're just talking about it.
Yeah, no, nobody.
Oh, congrats on your baby.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an emotional couple of days.
There's your iced tea, Casey. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you. I have some cash then for you.
I don't need any.
I don't want to put you out.
John, I would have that, but I'm hungover.
No peer pressure, buddy. Just yeah. Like, hey, dude. Little hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. Yeah.
Hair of the dog helps,
right.
Man.
That.
Jimmy, let me make sure. My dad always said, you know, you never get hungover, you never stop drinking.
Hey, can you pour me up?
Jim, there's no pistachios coming out of my mouth today. I was out late last night in Manhattan. lower Manhattan is nice.
You chose to give me the small cup.
Where were you?
I was at Bleecker and LaGuardia,
okay.
Like the village. A couple places I used to play at, just hung out with my friend.
Nice.
How's it coming out, Jim?
Sounds good.
Oh, may I have some of this iced tea?
Sounds very rich. A little sultry, like you were doing things that you shouldn't have been doing last year.
Like velvet.
Your voice is like velvet.
Very
no,
velvet
I was,
voice.
So what were you guys talking about when I walked
we
in?
We didn't really talk about anything.
We had just gotten started.
Introductions.
We were talking about Jim's baby.
Baby.
Yeah, I had a baby. Well, I didn't have a baby. Devin had a baby. And not to get gross, but she was in labor for over a day. She pushed for 2 hours, and then they decided they wanted to do a C-section. So it was a exciting couple of days. I recommend it to everybody.
Having babies?
Something to see, that's for sure.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no
both
offense
sides.
To women out there.
So
both sides?
I was able to see the first part, and then they were like, yeah, you know what? He's not going to fit out that way because his head is the size of his father's. We're going to have to yank him out. So he was kind of like lodged in there. So I got to see the doctor might have been, I don't know, she might have been 35, 36 years old, crawling on top of my wife, on top of the operating table, standing inside of my wife, essentially, yanking my son out of her very violently. And then she kind of plucked him out and his head was all cone-shaped. And I said, Jesus Christ, please tell me that that head is going to be normal. And she said, yes, it'll be fine in a couple of days. And then I cut his umbilical cord, and that was it. But then I watched him. I mean, I watched her get sewn back up.
Did they smack the baby to make him breathe?
He was crying already. So okay. I think the smack is if he...
If he's not.
Not, yeah.
They let you see the cesarean procedure? Because they didn't let me watch. They had a big curtain up and stuff. And
you're just a little guy. I'm a little taller than
you. No, they told me I'm not supposed to look. Because they, you know,
yeah, they want you fucking passing out,
right,
John.
So they didn't let me look. Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that you could look with your... You know what? Here.
Everybody can kiss my ass. I've never, ever, ever passed out in front of anybody.
Yeah, I don't pass out.
I've thrown up.
Well, I pass out due to alcohol, but not passing out for gross.
Yeah, I'd probably throw up too before I pass out.
Yeah, and the only blood and guts don't really have a huge whatever.
Anyway,
but either way, I watched him.
Carter is here.
Carter has come.
Congratulations, buddy.
Hey, thanks.
That's very manly of you, Jim, to be able to.
I know.
Watch a woman birthing. Not everybody could do that. I couldn't.
Technically, it's the first next generation of Adam progeny. So I've essentially kept my namesake going one more generation, which is good to know.
Johnny, how about you? Can we discuss what's going on?
Sure.
Yeah? Johnny's wife is pregnant?
Sure. My wife is pregnant with our second.
Yay! And,
coming in May will be Carter's friend. Don't know what it's going to be yet. I think we'll find out December, January. I'd like to find out before Christmas the gender, but healthy, doesn't matter, but want another boy.
Did you say May? Doing May?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. My daughter's birthday's in May.
Nice.
Why do you want to know before Christmas? What does that matter?
We would like to know just to tell people at Christmas. But yeah, it doesn't matter.
So, Casey, anytime soon you're going to
have any children.
Have babies?
Barbara said you guys were next.
I have one.
That's right. Yes, you're with child. Oh, I wanted to ask you, not to segue, what did that mean on Facebook when you said you guys?
Yeah, Ryan, what did that mean?
Absolutely nothing. Got your attention.
You posted that you said...
Oh, is that what I replied to, too, right?
And then,
what was that for?
You wrote,
absolutely nothing.
You wrote, Casey Shearer, Jim Morgani, you guys. And then you accused us of holding hands.
That happened, right?
No. I've held hands with a man before, Johnny and Hans, which we discussed on the podcast, Crazy J.
Well, that was more, it was more hand rape.
I mean, I was forced into holding his hand. But other than that, I don't think I had ever held a...
I thought it was at Ponderosa while you were getting the food.
There's no Ponderosa anymore.
There was.
Yeah.
Ponderosa was...
We didn't hang out back then.
No, ages ago.
Yeah, I mean, we still don't hang out now. Except on Sundays.
Dead. Oh, you and Jimmy. I thought you meant...
Whoa.
Careful
But the post... Well, I just do random things.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I noticed that. I did notice that.
Yeah, it didn't really have anything behind that.
So...
Nothing really.
Not to jump around, but what happened at the airport, big fella? I know you're a little cranky about it. Tell me all about it.
Pain, jump around.
Well, it wasn't anything like major. It was just like I was in the bathroom. I came out of the bathroom, and there was a man standing there. And when I walked by him, it smelled like a sewer pipe had burst. And I didn't really think anything of it. I thought maybe there was a clogged toilet, you know, or something. And then when I was walking out of the bathroom, I noticed...
His colostomy bag.
No. Oh, I don't know. I never even thought of that. But there was a steady streak that...
In the airport.
Yeah, that he had left behind.
The implication of that...
He left some clues as to where he was going.
Oh, well, he's either going home or he was going on a plane.
On the plane.
I don't know that you're allowed on a plane like that.
Well, as long as you don't walk backwards.
I thought to myself immediately...
I mean, as long as they don't catch you and you walk... steady in one straight line and everybody stands behind you and they keep moving in a straight line, nobody's going to see the poop trail, right?
But as I saw the poop trail, I thought to myself, that guy's going to be on my plane. And he was.
Sure enough.
3 seats behind me.
No.
Did it smell? Nice.
Yes, it smelled. Somebody, I believe, subconsciously, somebody no must way. Have sprayed something because, I mean, it wasn't as bad as the plane moved along. And luckily, it was a short flight. But he was with 2 other people, a wife and a son.
Elderly.
He was elderly, but don't you think some like a caring wife would have said something?
Like John said, I can't believe all the other shit they'll take you off of a plane for. Like, pooping yourself is one of the top things, I think. You know, it's right up there with lighting a match in the bathroom. You poop your pants. You're sitting on top of somebody on both sides.
You ain't cool unless you poop your pants.
Well, this guy must have been the coolest.
You'd think any caring wife of someone
would
wipe up your crap and spray you and say, Dad.
Tell me something. Don't you think it was, why wouldn't you have said something like, hey, sir, can I give you a hand? I'd really like to help you out right now.
Question was, like, would you have said something?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Like, what? No. I'm sure that he...
In a busy if he airport? Was of, no.
I'm sure that if he was of sound mind, he was embarrassed.
Right. No, it was probably a dare.
A dare to shit your pants. An old guy in an airport.
He was in his 80s.
How do you know?
I don't think.
And he had a kid?
Oh, yeah, was his son your age? In his 50s.
I think we're dissecting
what
this.
What if he was his
much.
Caretaker?
Because
no. Yeah.
That sounds like colostomy bag.
What if
that
he was
blew
in
up.
The VA? And that was just his shitty. Those two ladies, him and the lady, were in the VA care. And that guy with them was subpar VA personal health care.
The Veterans Association.
Yeah.
So you're saying you wouldn't have cleaned a cheek? You wouldn't have helped out?
What if he was a veteran? And you just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Sad.
I mean, how do you feel?
Shame on you.
This story isn't even funny. It's
you
sad.
Were raised by a Marine. It's, for God's sake.
Where were you going?
For asking about this.
I don't remember, Jim.
You have a vet dropping turds and you won't clean a cheek.
You don't remember what city you were just in?
This might have been in...
Albuquerque.
New Hampshire?
That's a state.
Well, that was the airport, New Hampshire. Manchester. Manchester, New Hampshire.
No, it's United. Wait.
That's a soccer team.
So where's that?
But anyway,
so that was it.
That was it. He shit his pants. I flew with him to wherever I was going, and then I left.
New Hampshire.
No, I was in New Hampshire, and then I flew to... Wisconsin, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds pants, like a man. Shitty flight.
And I think I might have been on that same flight, but there was a guy in front of me. And the seats, it was a really small plane, okay? There's only like 13 rows. So my knees.
I'd be willing to bet my life savings that there wasn't 13 rows of seats.
There are. I said that the other day. Hotels are scared to put the number 13th floor on in a hotel in an elevator, but... Planes have 13 rows of seats.
Well, maybe you counted 13, but that one was actually labeled 14.
No, I have it in
same principle. You're absolutely right. Because, in fact, there is a 13th floor. It's just mislabeled.
I have an app on my phone that has...
But it's not called the 13th.
The seats.
That's what I mean. It's mislabeled.
Right.
But if you're counting and you know how to count,
I
it's
don't
the 13th
count,
floor.
Though.
But you
I
must
haven't.
Have because you
I don't. I have an app... that I can pick my seats.
There were 13 rows
and
exactly.
They're numbered.
13.
Yeah. One through 13.
Maybe the smallest plane.
Maybe
where were you going?
13.
I was going from Manchester, New Hampshire, which is a small airport, to somewhere in Wisconsin, which is.
You flew all the way halfway across the country in a little 13 seat plane.
It's
you didn't
not
go
halfway.
You didn't go to Atlanta. Or St. Louis or Chicago.
No, I believe I went to Milwaukee.
You flew direct in a 13-seat plane.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, all I right. did.
Cool. We can continue.
Why don't you believe me?
Was there stewardesses on this small
there's no
plane?
Way that, there's no way that it was a 13 rows.
That's how many rows there
that's
are.
That's the smallest plane I've ever, the smallest commercial flight I think I've ever heard of.
Yeah, when you go from small airport to small airport, they don't have fucking huge jets there.
They don't fly from
small
airport.
Yeah, like
Reading
Airport. Reading, you don't you see.
Yeah, they have 13C planes, John.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, I'm not arguuing the plane thing.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I've
not
only
been
on four flights in my life. You know.
Not only is it 13 rows, there's 13 seats.
Individually, in one individual seat in a row. I'd like to point that out.
They just use the Roman numeral for 13.
You go fuck yourself. I'm going to show you a map right here of my plane.
Are you sure you weren't just like on a bus? It wasn't a plane. There's no fucking plane that small.
Yeah, there are. I can't wait till Jeff comes back here.
Small planes like
you
that.
Know, they actually have just two-seater planes. You ever hear those?
Yeah, but that's not much
maybe
of a commercial
even,
plane,
maybe
is
even
it?
Four-seaters.
They're real. I
those
see
those are
them.
Convertible, aren't they?
Do you
they?
Own a four-seater plane that you fly around the country on?
No, I
no.
don't.
You get on a fucking Delta flight well, and fly across the country.
I can't show you my flight because not. Monday because I have first class and there's only three rows in first class.
Three rows in first class. How many rows are there?
How many the seats are in those rows?
Two on each side.
One.
13.
No, there's two seats on one in one row and one on the other. It's not two and two. It's two and one.
So I was in first class once. I can't remember, but I thought it was two and two.
Well, you know what, John? It might have been a smaller plane with only 13 rows on it. So
they don't exist.
No, mine was a much larger plane. There was definitely more than 13 rows. This was a Florida.
We've already
flight.
Established that 13 row planes don't exist.
We'll have to talk to Jeff about that next week.
I hope he does his homework.
Because Jeff will be back next week.
I'll be
week.
Ready.
But anyway, so I was on this small plane that only had 13 rows. And my knees were hitting the seat in front of me. And the guy in front of me was sitting by himself. And he kept putting the armrest up. And I kept knocking it down. And he kept fucking slamming it back real hard. And I just kept... Like, all I had to do was just, like, go like that, and it would fall, like, real easy. And he was getting so pissed, and he just kept slamming it back. I just thought it was funny.
Did you like ruining his fight?
Yeah.
Did he look back at you? Give you
no,
a look
not
disgust?
Once. He
yeah.
just thought it was the fucking...
The motion of the plane.
Yeah. And I would do it at, like, the perfect time, like, if there was a little bump in the...
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see if I can fuck with your because
every time
day.
He would put it back, it would hit my knee. And
are
that's
there stewardesses on these small planes?
Yeah. One.
Yeah.
So one can handle 13 rows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's
I would
problem.
Think the cutoff
on
would
some
like
of them,
six.
Actually, they don't even have the beverage service.
One stewardess.
Yes. On some of the flights, Vu, if you could believe it, they don't even have the beverage service because it's such a short flight. That's
some
why
of the flights you just sit,
that's
why you just sit on the pilot's lap.
That's why you're on such
don't
a small plane.
Oh, no, that's a boat.
When it's a small, short flight, can you open the window?
No, you just sit in the cargo. You just sit in the cargo hold with the back door open. Then when you're ready, you just parachute out. What maybe the fuck you are you talking about? One steward is 13 rows. Who'd you fly with?
American Airlines.
Okay.
Oh, that row 13. You can crack the window a little bit.
There is no row 13 in any American Airlines flights.
Are you?
So, I find it really odd that there were exactly 13 on your flight.
Are you being 100% serious right now?
Do it. Do you want me to prove it?
Yes, I do, because I fucking fly on these planes all the time. I fly fucking 3-4 times a week sometimes.
I know.
Where are you going this week?
I'm going to Georgia. I have to go on Monday. I have to go to Georgia for 5 hours, and then I fly back to Philly.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
I have to cut a 12-inch by 12-inch patch out of the roof and bring that patch home. And then that's it.
They need a sample of a Georgian roof,
yeah.
And you're the guy to go fucking
that's
get
right.
it. You're going to collect that
that's
shit.
Right, buddy.
All right.
Going to go get that? Some stool samples?
Nope, no stool samples.
No?
Just a patch of the roof.
Do you have free time when you're in Georgia?
I have 5 hours in Georgia. To
what part of Georgia?
I'm landing in Savannah, and I have to go to Pooler, Georgia.
Okay. That's not too far from, if you have time.
Hilton Head?
Well, yeah, maybe, but I don't know. Jekyll Island, okay? I want you to do me a favor. Go to the museum, I'm air quoting right now, of the Federal Reserve that they have there. It, the house that Rockefeller was bought and made where they made the Federal Reserve Act, I just learned this, was built on top of an ancient Canaanite altar where they used to blood sacrifice babies and chop their heads off and eat them and stuff like that. But it's in...
Who did that?
The Canaanites. Well, they were the Nephilim.
The Canaanites?
Why would I go there?
That's where the term cannonball came from, was they were eating people, cannibal, and then Baal goes for Baal, the fallen angel.
Where is this at?
Why do you know such things?
Where was this? In Georgia. Well, this is in Georgia.
Jekyll Island. Podcast. It's in Georgia. It's an island.
Uh-huh. Lou wants to know if you know of any Bible podcasts, or if maybe you could do one.
You should do one.
Oh.
Don't bother looking it up.
Because I know I'm right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Casey, you're not that far from Jekyll Island. I think they have tours there.
He's got to work, man. He doesn't have time to go traipsing around little islands.
What kind of tours do they have,
Maybe you can taste the baby.
Of the museums and stuff like that.
Jekyll Island activities. Yeah. They used to do.
Lightly salted.
I wonder if they taste like veal.
That's why.
Veal or baby cows.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why money is worshipped so much, because they actually made the pact of the Federal Reserve Act on top of the altar. I mean, even though the house
is built on top of it, I don't think that's why
it's worshipped so much. They made it right there. And all that bad, you know, energy, whatever, you know, hippies. that's why we're all like, money, we need it, because they did their rituals over the money. That's why.
I thought I needed money because I like to buy things that are nice.
Do you need that, John?
Do I need it?
Do you think I need this bracelet that I paid for?
I like it. It's nice to have a house and a nice car.
Down there. You want me to set it up for you? You want me to run it for you?
What's that?
Food.
You paid $2 for that.
So that's why money's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another bracelet?
Do you think I need it? No, this is the same one.
Oh, that's the one you got from the shaman.
From the Indian. Not the Native American. The Indian. Because he's from India.
Here, we got it.
Where were you the other day? You posted that picture of the
pizza.
Nice looking pizza.
Oh yeah, I was in New York with my boss. You know, we had to go some customers, and we went to this really, really amazing. If you like Napolitano style,
where were you last night?
I was in Manhattan. Also,
where are you right now?
You're Reading.
The best thing that you could do is bring us Turkey Hill iced tea. You were in Manhattan last night. I would have given you some money. You could have got us a deli sandwich or something.
Hmm. I could have.
Yeah.
I wouldn't need money. I don't need to borrow your money anymore, Jim.
Oh, now that you're rolling in it, by all means.
Well, you go there quite often, right? You hit New York to play a lot. He can.
Yeah. Well, I work there too. But yeah, I ate next time.
Oh, you work there now?
He brings the pasta.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of this.
None of us were, John.
I ate at this place called Ribalta.
Oh, I've been there.
It's. What? Really?
I used to go there every Thursday.
They have the best, if you like Napolitan style pizza, which is the thin pizza. It's soft. It's very soft. Like it like moves and everything. It's not like flat, crisp pizza. It is so good. I ate an entire pizza, like the margarita, like this. It's a 12-inch, whatever. I ate the entire thing. And I didn't feel like thick. I didn't feel disgust. You know what I mean? When you eat a lot of pizza, you're like, oh crap! Why, Jim? Did I eat all this pizza? But I ate this pizza and I felt amazing. I actually felt like I was stronger. One could say my power levels were.
What power levels were there?
Three times more powerful.
Are you in a Dungeons and Dragons universe?
Was there spinach on it?
Buffalo mozzarella.
How did you order it?
Porcini mushrooms.
How did you order it? Order us the sandwich right now.
Pizza.
I says
pizza. Yeah.
I take Pepito, and they said, "Here you go." Actually, they were speaking Italian. I can only understand a little bit of it. I just said Pepito because it's the name of the.
It's not little Pete.
I think. Well, it's like little strong guy.
Little penis.
Well, it's like a little strong guy. Like, he might be small, but he might be really strong.
Is it little Pepe? Pepito. Yeah. right?
Oh, Pepito!
Oh, Pepito! So what do you anyway. Think brought your power levels up?
Just the quality, like the their stuff is all homemade, and they use the like very like good ingredients and stuff in their yeast and flour.
Something has to do with the water too. New York pizza is supposed to be good, so good because of the water for some reason.
Really?
Heard, anybody else ever hear that?
I never heard that. And I like
pizza. On cooking shows and shit. Something about the water that's there and what the hell could be in their water, but I don't know.
Garbage.
rat feces,
garbage for sure. Yeah,
I've only ever had New York pizza at New York at Yankee Stadium, and it was good.
Hot dog juice
wasn't anything to write home about.
That's down there too. Yeah,
hot dog juice.
Mm. Well, they put that in
New York. They just open those things up at the end of the day and let it all go in. Right, then you're showering in hot dog juice the next day. It goes right back into the water supply.
Well, Jim, is it
proteins? You know,
I mean,
probably good for the skin.
It's good for hair too. Yeah. Mm. New nutrites or
nitrogen
nitrates.
Would
it's good for calcium.
Is it worth it with all the rats and the botulism? What is it? The Black Plague. Is it worth it for all the dirt of New York to have that really good food though?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Well, you tasted it.
Have you ever had Zabar's?
Zanzibar?
Zabar's. Or Zabar's? Zabar's?
Xanax bar? Can I have a Xanax bar?
We're talking about the Aladdin?
No.
How do you spell Zabar?
Z-A-B-A-A-R-S.
Ah, Zabar.
Israeli? What is it?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one asking us about it.
It's good. It's a good, like,
what
little...
What did you eat there?
Where do you find this place?
In New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did you eat there?
It's like a grocery store type thing where they have...
What did they sell there? Jesus Christ.
It's a grocery store type place.
Zabar's is a very ethnic name.
So they have, like, little bags of salted peanuts.
Like a thousand different types of...
Were they Italian?
Cheeses.
Oh, what was that?
Sounded like a bell ringing.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
His phone probably.
All right.
I don't have any bells.
Cheeses.
Maybe I do.
Breads.
Do they sell like salted peanuts in little bags at
gas
stations?
Sure. Yeah. Of course they do.
Do they sell sunglasses?
I've been one of those.
Yeah, maybe.
Do they sell chewing tobacco?
No.
Do they have chairs and little tables
for two that you can
sit at if you want to buy a snack and eat there?
No. Maybe. I don't know. I've never been on the second floor.
Do they have hygiene products?
I doubt it.
No?
No, it's more of a food place.
Sure. More of a food.
Kick him, for Christ's sake. I heard you kick him.
If I was going to kick any dog, it would be my own dog, and I don't even do that. She's a pain in the ass.
So, no, I've never been to Zabar.
Well, it's good if you ever get there again. It's right off of Broadway, I think.
I was just there. Oh, I ate at an amazing place last night also.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just recalling this. Remembering it. I ate at Emilio's Balato. That is another fine establishment. Pretty much, I just only eat at places
where
that,
people take you out and you
that
don't
that
have
I,
to pay
my
for
my customers
it.
Are. Oh, actually, my boss is calling me right now. Hang on.
Should we have him on air?
Excuse me.
You're supposed to be doing a delivery right now.
I came back. Oh, Emilio was awesome. They wowed food.
I got 40 pounds of dicks here.
Oh, yeah.
It gotta be delivered.
I need you to deliver this pussy pasta.
I'm in the middle of a podcast right now. Sorry, boss. You're...
You talked to friends and...
He said, what the fuck is a podcast?
Oh man, you should have taken that call online.
Got all the boxes of cock and balls in the van.
Boy, is that rude.
But how seriously though, if he would come back in here and say that he just got fired, how would we feel about that? I feel kind of bad.
What?
Sitting
did you just get fired?
No, he was just...
He wanted to see if
he
could
deliver
some penis pasta?
Tomorrow. No cock pasta, but he was just asking how the place was that I went to last night. Food was amazing. I went out with, remember, Matthew Molesky from high school?
Yes.
That's who I was hanging out with. Actually, he said it was the best food he's ever eaten in Manhattan.
In his entire life.
In Manhattan, yeah.
That's amazing.
Does he live up there?
Yeah, he lives on right next to Columbia Medicine Hospital.
Are you having a stroke? Do you want us to slow things down for you?
Did you have to explain to your boss what a pasta or what a podcast is?
Yeah, he doesn't know that much English, so yeah, I had to explain to him the wiring.
I was really hoping you would have gotten into a more, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, Italian.
Yelling match?
Yeah, just start yelling at shit.
Stugart! Yeah. Hey! I'm recording it!
No!
Whenever I go to Manhattan, I always use the company Easy Pass, too. I'm like, hey, I took the Easy Pass. And he goes, yeah, because what? Mario, fuck you, right?
Does he say forget about it?
No, he's real. Like he's real Italian. He doesn't say.
He doesn't let you forget about.
Yeah, that's American Italian. Right there.
He's not a Fugazi.
Yeah, boys. Just another day of being hungover. You know what I mean?
Like, good.
You look pretty good for being hungover. You don't look
like
shitty
you.
Or anything. I mean,
I felt better.
And you seem pretty chipper as usual.
Hangovers
must not be so bad for you.
I mean, I guess
you must be doing pretty well for yourself.
So how about the girls up there in Manhattan? I mean, you're the hound of the group here, man. I mean, you got stories for me? I haven't seen you in a while.
Recently.
Any sexcapades to tell the group, share with the group?
I mean, I've been trying to live righteously, so I'm really trying my best, you know, not to, you know, sin too much, because I've been trying to live by a good manner.
I'm really disappointed to hear
that. Yeah, so I've been getting really drunk a lot recently. Instead of
on wine,
instead of, you know, going out and fornicating. So, but I did meet someone recently, a doctor and very nice woman. But see, you know, it's like everything else. When you become,
she stopped calling you.
No, we're friends. But when you are older and you try dating as a man, people, this is normal because she moved to Florida for work because you have to, like, she travels a lot. And I was like, oh, okay. And she's living there for a while. And that's how it is when you get older. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks for the great time.
It's not my Aunt Carrie.
You're great. And then they're like, okay, but careers come first. That's what it is. It's not, oh, yeah, I need somebody. I need someone to be with. No, it's I need my career because this is going to fall apart. And I don't want to, fall back on anything. So people I'm not saying this person in particular, but I'm saying, like, most people when they get older, they put their career first before other people because they don't need that person. Not like when you're younger and you start dating, you really need them because you don't know yourself as much, and you know you need someone to be with. But as you get older,
say because you hate yourself.
Yeah.
what kind of doctor?
Physician.
Cardiologist.
I'm done, man. I'm not gonna laugh.
Jim, they're all physicians. But I mean, like,
what's the family?
General practice.
Yeah.
General practitioner.
Like a family doctor. Yeah.
Now, is she a doctor or a physician's assistant?
She is, I don't know.
Then she's a physician's assistant.
I just asked her why my foot hurt.
Does she have a doctor?
She said
you're going to want a podiatrist.
She's a secretary at that office.
No, she uses, she has big words.
She uses big words.
So does Jimmy sometimes. I don't call him doctor.
I don't care if people are. You know, I realize this when I meet, you know, women. I don't really think about intelligence or, like, how smart a person is.
Just how much money they make.
No.
You
be smart.
You really are living righteously lately.
You could be smart or you could be stupid. I could love anybody, you know. I'm not discriminating towards... stupidity.
What do you look for in a girl, then? You don't care if they're smart. You don't care if they have money. You don't care if they're good looking.
No, yeah.
So what are you looking for?
There's got to be some qualities that you're...
Heart. Jim.
Heart. Yeah. That's what we're after?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's what you're looking for now. You're trying for a relationship.
I don't know if I'm trying for a relationship. Yeah, I'm just trying to be a lone man. But also, yeah, if I meet someone great, that would be wonderful. Okay. But yeah, I'm just a lone
wolf
nomad.
Kind of guy.
Yeah,
my brother's like that. He's married twice and
older.
They didn't work out, but he's older than us. He'll be 45 this year. December he'll be 45. But I know he dates somebody but I think they have a kind of casual thing. But
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's a lone wolf now, man. That's
when you're older, people put... Yes, that's why. When you are older and you're trying to date, people put their careers over anything because they're like, oh, you're so wonderful. Okay, see you in about 3 weeks because I got to put the real things first. But but before when you were like in your 20s or whatever, you're like, hey, I want to see you. Oh, yeah, it's so great being together. And like you spend a lot of time together and you need each other. And that's why it lasts longer when you're with someone at a younger age because – you need each other more and that bond holds it. But when you're old and you love yourself so much because you finally have, you know, your life figured out better, you're like, I don't even need you. I could meet women tonight on Sunday Fun Day if I go to Trooper Thorns or something. Huh. That's why my theory of why dating, it's entropy.
There's some truth.
It's falling
to that.
Apart as you get older.
There is some truth.
Because no, I've talked with my brother before. I said to him about, you know, settling down. Nope, I like my freedom.
Yeah.
You know, he has a daughter. She'll be 13 in February. So, you know, married twice. Said, nope, I'm good how I am, you know. And he's pretty secretive about his dating life and shit. But, hey, good for you, buddy. You know, it's...
I was just talking about that to my mom the other day.
He's cool with it.
Sometimes I think about going and finding a relationship or something. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know. I don't want to deal with all the extra shit.
Right, yeah, my brother wants no parts of it.
Holiday times, not only do I have to do my family stuff, now I got to worry about going and doing, you know what I mean, that. And
there you go.
I mean, not like it's a bad thing, like I, you know, but
right.
At the same time, I don't have to do that now. I don't like to do it. I never did.
Right.
So. When you said that your brother keeps his dating life secret, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you rather have it out there? Like what, you know, people, because look at what happened to Harvey Weinstein, right? His was, well, actually, I guess a lot of people knew about that.
Are you relating to my brother, to Harvey Weinstein?
No. I'm saying I always keep my like everyone pretty much knows. I'm more like, I guess one could say Donald Trump, where I'm like, yeah, everybody knows he's, you know, he doesn't really have hidden things. Like
you're going off the fucking radar right now, dude.
And
what are you talking about? You're more like Donald Trump, how?
Than Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
Because Harvey's more like.
That,
you know,
clears it right up.
Well, no, because like, Trump's kind of like. He just says what's on his mind. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have, like, much hidden stuff.
So when you roofie a chick at a bar, you don't hide it.
You say that you're going to give it to him.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Funny. Don't worry
about it. Borderline, like, institutional rape.
If you would drug someone and ask them, I'm like, excuse me, do you want drugs? Like. I guess if I was forced at gunpoint to drug somebody, I would say, excuse me, I have to drug you. Would you mind doing this? That's how I would, if they were going to shoot me and my dog or something.
What if the person said, no, I don't really want to be drugged right now. It's not a good time for me.
I'm like, this guy's going to kill me.
Fuck your dog.
Yeah, well, that sucks for you. Sucks for you and your fucking dog. Well, I'm not taking those drugs. You're dead. Who the fuck are you? I don't give a shit about
probably
you.
Probably saying, you know what? I got a pretty good job. To hell with your dog. I can't take these drugs.
Yeah, I. How did we get on date drugs?
No, you brought it up.
You were date raping or something?
No, what we were talking about before is.
Not keeping things hidden.
Being a little older and then single, you know, staying single and content and happy with that. And then it came, I don't know how it came to the date rape thing, but.
Well, no, you said that his dating life.
Oh no, I said he's
kind of
private about his personal life. That, you know, he doesn't want, and that's fine. You know, I don't ask too many questions. You know, if he's seeing somebody and he wants to introduce him to me, that's fine. And if he doesn't, don't care either. Right. You know, we only see each other a handful of times a year. So, even though he lives a mile from here, Mount Hip, but we both work at CarTech, so we're working opposite shifts and stuff. So, no holidays and shit, we see each other.
Do you know where Building 73 is?
Absolutely, it's the Met Lab.
That's where Jimmy's cousin started.
Kenny. Okay, yeah, I drive by it every day when I'm going to my shop.
Kenny Regal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I used to deliver the test pieces that we cut to that lab when I was on my old job. Yeah, that's the Met Lab. But it's not just the Met Lab. There's other shit in there, but that's the portion of it that
I know. He works in the lab,
yeah.
What?
See how one of our listeners there just got a new job?
Hey, congrats.
Incidentally, he's not delivering penis pasta for the mafia.
I am not involved in any sort of agency or organization like that.
La Cosa Nostra.
How serious he got there.
I mean, you do deliver pasta in Manhattan for a guy who's clearly Italian and
from,
let's be honest, doesn't know what a podcast is. So
what? We have the oldest pasta in Italy.
Yep. You're not helping your cause.
Seven generations.
Yeah. Mafia.
Handcrafted directly from Italy.
Totally.
Handcrafted.
Yeah. Yes. Air quote that.
How can a family making pasta be connected to the...
That's how they've stayed hidden all these years. Yeah.
Right out of the trash and waste management into pasta manufacturing.
It only makes sense.
Well, Jim, if you're going to have to be enslaved to somebody, wouldn't you rather be enslaved by the mafia?
So you're enslaved?
At work, I mean, you know.
So you're saying, is this your...
Is this your cry for help?
Blink really fast if you need us to call the authorities. So you're saying you're in the mafia. Yo. Case.
What?
You're doing that pass out thing that I did once. You all right?
Yeah, what happened?
You just fell off your chair.
Jesus Christ.
You'll be all right. He's okay.
All right.
That was a Vizo something blood pressure spike and you passed out. You just fell off your chair. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
All right.
Sorry, Case. I didn't mean to be so funny.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, I don't think...
You remember that happened to me upstairs?
No.
Oh, he will. So, man, that's fucking scary to watch, man.
Sorry about that, fellas.
Christ. Good thing John's not here.
Casey, it's good you're...
I'm in top physical condition.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from that frisbee golf.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been practicing.
When's the showdown going to happen?
I don't know. Zach asked me the other day when we were going to play.
Where's Zach?
Maybe he's going to back out.
It's football season, so he's got
children.
Things
got to watch
on.
The games.
Oh, television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's not on television. He's just watching.
I didn't know that they were more important than a podcast. I didn't know that. Wouldn't your...
Well, he's
what?
Not really... I mean, he does like an every 3 weeks kind of thing.
Oh, Jim, are you happy now that all the... players have to stand?
No, I don't care.
Did you see that
I made
players
it very clear that I didn't care the last time
at Albright College
got cut
for not kneeling?
That was really weird.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So now you can't. I thought he got cut for kneeling.
Something during the coin toss, and then they did something during the national. They stood during the national anthem and knelt during the coin toss. Two kids didn't kneel during the coin toss, and one kid knelt during the national anthem. They all got thrown off the team.
Oh.
It's in the paper.
So who's on their football team now?
Huh? What do you mean?
There's only three people.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I think I've thought this whole thing through. Guys, I think I have a solution.
I can't wait.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
I don't know if you've ever worked at a professional sporting place, which I have.
Running Phillies?
Yeah.
What?
And it says, you know, everybody has to stand for the anthem that works for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they even say to the employees that, like, if you're outside and you're not working, you have to take your hat off and stand whenever it's there doing that. Now, that's... specifically has nothing to do with the cops, right? You know, beating up and when they videotape those three people that got beaten up, whatever. So that is nothing. The flag, I realize, is mainly for the military, right? And America. So if they're kneeling, showing dominant that, or kneeling during the flag time of the anthem for that, that would mean it's not for the cops then. It's for... So, like, I know it is for the cops, but if they wanted to protest the cops, why don't they protest the cops? It'd be like saying, I want to protest McDonald's, and I would go to Burger King and throw stuff at the window and say, I hate McDonald's, and I'd be destroying Burger King. And then I would go back in there and say, you guys are so awesome. I really support you guys. But they're like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what... That was the solution to that.
Hmm.
I just figured it out.
Hmm. So I passed out while you were gone, John.
Yeah, Casey almost died.
Why?
I was laughing so hard. I fucking got up off the floor. I wanted to say I'm fucking glad to see how quickly all you guys reacted to it.
I knew what was going on.
I get up and they're all fucking still sitting here staring at me.
I watched you start laughing and I watched you, Ben, just go, whoop.
Really?
And I've done
it. For a cigarette, I missed the best part of the day.
I did it once on like a Friday or Saturday night and I thought Devin was going to have a fucking... I thought she was gonna call the ambulance because I was laying on the couch and my eyes just pretty much rolled in the back of my head, which is just about what you did. Only you don't have a couch, so yeah. Don't hold your breath so long next time, big boy.
Yeah. Thanks for the quick reaction time, guys.
Well, I heard the chair go. I looked down. Immediately he says, "You mean a quick okay?" You said, "Yeah."
Oh, I wasn't down for that long.
Oh no, you fell off your chair.
You actually passed out? And by
that, like, you kind of continued your laugh right through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, was a sign that, like, I remember doing.
Did you say that we're...
I coughed and laughed so hard that I passed out.
Did you say that nice reaction time by the speed in which we looked to watch you fall?
Nope.
Nobody gets
it. Was it a slow fall or was it like a sack of potatoes? Was he down?
No. It was like that. I don't want to break my chair. He just kind of... Shut down.
Do you see how funny just shut staring into down. Someone's eyes
I'm
could
glad
be?
Glad to see you're okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank Mickey's.
You. No.
Where were you this whole time? Smoking a cigarette.
Yeah. Well,
you couldn't wait another 20 minutes to smoke.
He's an addict.
A cigarette.
I had a cigarette. I got a couple beers in me. I wanted to have a smoke. You know, I figured it's it'd be fine without me.
You'd have been the only one capable of saving Casey's life.
I'm still CPR certified, Jim.
Well, if you would have hollered, I would have heard you. I would have came running down. I mean, I'll do the Heimlich or mouth to mouth or whatever. Right.
We had it under control.
We're good.
I could resuscitate him if I had to.
So, Jim, how's your week?
No, I haven't really slept much, but it was good.
Where is this baby?
At my in-laws.
Okay.
How does the baby work out with your giant hands?
Pretty nicely.
He's very small. I saw him yesterday.
Able to flip him around.
Little guy.
He's not that small. He's almost 8 pounds.
Yeah,
pounds.
He's about the same size Mike had.
He does
out.
Look
yeah,
a lot
you have
bigger
big fucking hands,
in
man.
The pictures, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice camera.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's an optical illusion.
Jim, are you going to take pictures with your baby?
I have pictures with my baby.
Well, why don't we use those pictures for Jim now?
No,
show him how much of a loving father he is. I'd
rather not have my baby on our...
Well, no, we'll cut that baby out, but it'll show how loving you are. Like, it'll see that you'll be holding something.
just hold that microphone as if you're holding a baby, and I'll
Photoshop
no, we
the
can
chicken
do,
duck right into
we
it.
We can do the picture card, and we'll just put a little chicken duck head over his face, and yeah, then he's there anonymous.
You there you go. What else is now? Tom Petty's dead?
Yeah.
How about that? That sucks.
Sucked.
Anybody see him live? I saw him once.
Yeah, I mean, June.
Old fucking curse over here. Anybody see?
Oh, yeah, you saw him recently. That's right. Yeah, I saw him, June. Shit, 15 years ago.
So he was watching a live Ralphie May concert also.
No, how long ago was Ralphie May on Joey's podcast?
Oh, that was
a couple months
ago. Yeah, a couple months, three, so three,
maybe,
three months
maybe
ago.
Maybe the curse has no limit.
Is it?
Maybe there's no end of...
I was in Georgia.
Inspiration date.
I was in Georgia when Greg Allman died.
The other guy that died?
Colonel Bruce Hampton died not long after I saw him.
And the other guy that after that? There was a third. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, that was it.
No.
It was the Colonel. Then it was Greg Allman.
Oh, okay. Then Greg Allman was after the Colonel.
Now Tom Petty.
Comedian, stand-up comedian. I've seen him. Real big guy.
I can't agree with you on Ralphie May because that wasn't a... I didn't see him in person. That would have been through the internet.
Did you get tickets for a show? Is he coming to was he coming to Reading?
No.
All right. Who else did you see this summer?
I saw quite a few bands.
That's terrifying.
I saw Guns N' Roses.
Fortunately, there's nobody in that lineup.
You saw
that
Guns
I like.
N' Roses, really?
Yeah, I was coming back from.
What those tickets go for?
I just went. My
I did see
French
Slash
gave
in the airport.
To me
free.
Man,
nice.
Yeah. That plane
I heard they were pricey.
Out.
I don't know. Yeah, guys, so on last Sunday, I was coming back. I had a gig in Jersey, and I stayed in Jersey. And then on Sunday, when I was coming back to Reading, a buddy of mine, he calls me up. He says, "Hey, man," he calls me Jazzy, "what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "Yo,
why does he call you that?"
Because I play a lot of jazz, and, you know, you know, Captain Fiddlefuck, Jazz Finger. I don't know.
What? Just keep going.
Anyway,
keep
going. It's a guitar reference. See, jazz is a style of music, Jim, that was created
jazz
through.
Just keep going with the story.
So he called me and was like, "What are you doing tonight?"
Hey, Jazzy.
And I says, nothing. I'm just going to, you know, relax. And he says, "You're coming to Guns N' Roses tonight for free." And I says, "Okay." And I did, and I saw them.
Where?
They were great. At the Xfinity, what is it? Wells Fargo Center Stadium.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
That had to be a good show.
It was great.
They hadn't played together in so long.
It was great. His other guitar player is really good, too. Like, Richard Cordes or something? Yeah, Cordes. He's newer. I mean, he's older, but like he's new to them, and he's awesome.
It wasn't the entire original band.
It wasn't Izzy Stradlin.
It's like that Izzy, Slash, Duff, Axel, and then I forget the other guy's name.
The drummer's new, and the other guitar player. And there's some woman. She like, you know, in the back.
What's wrong with the woman in the back?
No, I just I don't know why she was there.
You have Cam Newton on your fantasy league team too, I bet.
I don't know who that is. Oh, is he a football player?
Yeah.
And Fantasy League is for football drafting?
Yep.
Is he the guy that said something that was like, you're a woman with a small brain?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Running routes. Like, you know about running routes.
Aaron Rodgers must have got hurt. He's on my fantasy.
That sucks.
That makes me want to play the Vikings defense a little too late now.
Sorry to hear that, Case.
Early
week.
In the game, too.
Sorry to hear that last week.
What else is new?
Nothing. Mom and Dad were up. It was nice.
Yeah, I went to breakfast with Fred.
Yeah. How were the little stools?
Fred Maryland.
Little
Fred.
Stools?
Did you get that?
No.
You went to Ziggy's or whatever, Iggy's.
We went to Williams.
Which
used to be Iggy's.
Thank you. So.
Oh, at the bar.
Yeah.
No, we didn't sit at the bar.
That's what I was saying. Why wouldn't we just eat at Luigi's? But then I was so hungover. There was no chance I was meeting you guys for breakfast.
Were they up here for the birth of Carter?
Not for the birth. For the
couple days after.
Homecoming.
That's cool. Okay. Well, I have a story. My dad was tailgating the birth of my son. We had planned it was an induced labor. You know, they said, you know, it's time to get that out. And same as Jimmy's wife, Devin. Tried to go the natural way. Didn't work out, but then did a cesarean section. But then we found out it was coming. Yeah, my dad showed up. But, yeah, he's out in the parking lot with Trisha's stepfather drinking beer.
At the hospital?
At the hospital. Dad, are you fucking kidding me? But, yes. Yeah, my dad tailgated my son's birth. That was. I don't think Fred would do that, but I had to share that little story with you. Yeah. That's a very Madeira thing to do. Gary tailgated my son's birth.
Yeah,
as I'm sure you'll do one day for your grandchild.
I don't know about that.
As he drinks a Mickey's.
I can take a break for that.
So, do you guys, anyone visit any other local establishments that we could, you know, promote, brand develop?
I went to see Les Paul's grave in Wisconsin.
Maybe he'll come back to life.
With his hand.
Maybe he'll come back.
With a guitar guy?
Reverses.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a hand that couldn't move?
He was from Waukesha.
But didn't he have his hand, it couldn't move, right? Because he had it fused like this because he broke his arm somehow. And like so he had the bones fused together. So that's why he can only fuse it one way. And so he fused it in the guitar position. So
are you not the guitarist? Would you not?
Yeah, this is your wheelhouse, buddy.
I had never heard that.
Guitars is your wheelhouse.
Fall.
Pretty sure that's a real story.
guitars like super expensive.
Don't put any guarantees.
Yeah,
on.
Probably. Yeah. Yep.
That's enough then, I guess.
That's about it. Yeah.
Guys, see what happens. How you see how alcohol slows down your. You know what my mom said? She was looking at me and she's like, "James, are you living for the Lord?" And I looked at her and I was hungover. I was like, "I'm trying, Mom." You know. And she was like. I'm like, you know, I'm working a lot. And she's like, "You're never, you know, around. You know, you never talk or anything." I'm like, "Ma, the three demons you must slay if you want to succeed in business is family, religion, and friendships."
Well,
okay.
That's what she wants to hear, though.
And she was like, "James, no." She's like, "The world, the flesh, and the devil are the three demons you have to slay."
This is good. I like this.
I'm inspired.
Yeah. I think I missed the setup.
You know what you got to tell her, though? Yeah. If she were to ever ask you, James, have you found Jesus yet? You say, yep, Mom, he's been behind the couch the whole time.
I thought you didn't. Oh, I don't want to even get into that.
I'm sorry. I saw that on a t-shirt. I thought
taking
it was funny.
My mom to get a tattoo. Oh,
nice. You're taking your mom to get a tattoo?
Yeah, we're going today. Dario's going to do the tattoo. Oh, yeah? He's a shop, Old Penn Ave.
When you guys get a tattoo.
He's back in action?
Yeah.
I'm due to get one soon. I want to get my first one, my kid's name, but yeah. Where's that?
609 Penn Ave. It's Old Penn Ave Tattoo, I think it's called.
He's done like three for my brother. Yeah. My brother's got nice work. He does good work.
My mom's first one. I'm going to take her over today.
Yeah. Do you have any?
I do.
Yeah. You do? I don't have any.
What does it feel like when you get a tattoo and you look at your own tattoo? Like right now. See, you're looking at it. You're like, yeah, it's my arm. And
there's a, that's cool.
There's a hockey. What is that?
It's a
Thunderbird.
It's a mask.
A Thunderbird.
That's a nice Thunderbird. You got there,
not to be confused with a Thundercat. But yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did Dario do that?
Dario did that, yeah.
Yeah, he did like three of my brothers.
Daughter's initials over here in a flower. He didn't do that, though.
Okay.
That's about it.
Nice.
A Thunderbird. And
yep, I got to get my first one. It's.
What are you going to get, John?
I'm going to get my son's name to start out. Trish is busting my ass to get our anniversary date. A couple of years ago, she got our anniversary as a Valentine's gift, you know.
Dragon.
And she's like, when are you going to get yours? I'm like, well, you might leave me, so I might have to cover this up at some point. I got to figure out where I'm going to put it. But, I don't have any yet, but... I've been meaning to, yeah.
For Casey.
Look, Jim, you don't have any, right?
No.
My
flesh is pure. So.
And mine.
You haven't been practicing, though, have you, Vic?
You've been pierced?
No, because I've been trying to see the hole there.
I had my ears pierced, I regret. I regret that, too.
Why?
I don't know. I just I don't regret it, but
Who cares? Yeah. Take them out. Yeah.
I realized
my brother used to wear earrings.
Yeah, you can't wear earrings. Also, I thought about it. Luckily, I figured this out. Literally a year after I got them, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna not wear these anymore. I thought about it. Once you're over a certain age, you look kind of weird with earrings.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. That's why I stopped wearing them when I was like 22.
I look weird?
You don't look old though.
Oh,
yeah,
you do look young.
Oh,
yeah. No, I'm
saying. I don't think it's because
old.
You're short, but no, you don't look old.
Because you're Asian.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, their skin's better than our skin.
Your people age very well, Ryan. You'll be fine.
Like a fine wine.
What are you saying?
Wait,
over
Filipino.
There?
That's half. That's
he's
a blend
not,
of
he's
Mexican.
Not Filipino.
Where do you keep getting this from?
He's Vietnamese.
Mexican.
What?
Oh, I thought you were Filipino. Oh, okay.
Tell me what a Filipino is one more time.
I thought it was a blend of. Of Asian and Mexican or Spain or something? Is that what?
Continue.
That's why they. Okay, don't Filipinos differ in looking? Do you ever see a Filipino woman?
I couldn't tell you.
Or
yes, I have.
Yeah, they look different from an
Asian. Okay, they may. I'm sure they do, but
that's what I thought.
The guy works
the
married
blenders.
To one. Yeah, I've seen a Filipino woman. But yeah, it's.
Yeah.
Everybody looks a little
was
different,
the blend.
You know?
Yeah.
Filipinos. Wow. Does she have Mexican tendencies? Or
not that I know.
Features
I thought,
a blend
anything?
Of the two ethnicities forming the beautiful Filipino.
Mexicans are
from Mexico.
No, I was confusing that with Eskimos. That's why.
Oh.
The northern Mexicans.
Oh, my God. We've now offended.
You know the comedian Dave Attell? He talks about Eskimos or the snow Mexicans, as I call them.
Well.
Oh, my God. I don't even want to end this one. Easy, big. Are you with us yet? You don't need another one of those.
I'm glad you're okay, but I'm sorry that I missed that.
All right. What's wrong?
No, I'm just texting something. You know, work, boys. Yeah, guys, you know, when you have a job, you got to be around a phone.
Gotta sell cock pasta on Sundays.
You know what I mean? You got to answer emails. This is what having a job is all about,
Let's
guys.
Let's run it back. You talked about this at the beginning. What the fuck is cock pasta?
See,
penis pasta. I'm not familiar.
There's also labia linguine.
Sausage
well.
Flavored.
What I do is I have pasta... from Italy, import it, and we do little pastas for, you know, when women want to get together and they have their bachelorette parties and they want to munch on little you know, penises.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's good for that stuff, for like joke things, but they're pastas shaped as just little penises, little vaginas.
How do you make them? Like, is it like a little cookie cutter thing? You just cut the...
I don't know how they make them, actually.
Somebody's got a penis shaped cutout.
So you're peddling this shit, but you don't know how they make it.
I don't know how they make the cocks, no. Okay. Maybe it probably is some sort of cookie cutter.
Can you get
cutter.
A bag of that and bring this here? We'll boil some fucking water.
Yeah,
we've
man.
Been asking for weeks.
We'll get some little meatballs and, you know, some little meatballs. Okay. It's got to be little meatballs to go along with the little cocks,
Oh. Oh, no, they have little meatballs.
Like little wedding.
For
Italian wedding soup size.
Hey,
we
can make like a little, you know.
Make cock and ball soup.
Yeah.
And a nice.
Well, you make that.
And then one meatball would make sense for the vagina, too. Like one little, you know.
What?
Like the.
It only makes sense.
You know, the Dolores. The clitoris.
Get my texts.
No,
what the fuck are you texting?
I texted him when I was out smoking. I texted him a little video.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can
yeah.
play it online if you want to there.
Oh, Ryan, did you text my brother?
Accidentally?
My brother said he got a text from you saying, yo, Jim, this is Ryan. And yeah. Well, because our phone numbers are so similar, they're only one number off.
So you're texting him, though?
I tried to.
Yeah. I forget what you asked. Oh, something about pasta, I think.
No.
What
if you knew any good Bible podcasts.
Oh, Bible podcast.
I was wondering what the hell you guys are talking about.
No, but he texted my brother. And Rob's like, yo, who is... And he said, who is Rian? Or Rain? Or no, Rain, he said. I was like, Rain? And I was like thinking, I'm like, oh, no. Like, who is... Who's this woman that, you know, had some sort of scandalous name that one of the women of the night that I meet? Anyway, I was like, wait, was it Ryan? And he's like, it's spelled R-A-N. And I was like, yeah. I was like, why would he text my brother? And then you probably saved the number wrong when I gave it to you.
Maybe.
Or maybe he was trying to do exactly what he did. My brother and I had the same thing, one number apart. Right. And I've never gotten a call. For someone for him. Yeah. I think what he did was intentional. Just my thoughts.
I missed something.
I guess we'll never know.
I tuned this out and I'll probably never listen to it. So that'll wrap up 51, I guess.
Yeah, boys.
Lee. L-I.
That's right. L-I. Big old L-I. Season Next week six. Marks 1 year of recordings.
Who's going to be here? Will you do some fun?
I might postpone it.
Yeah, you gonna play your game, Tree Newbie?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Hey, why don't you bring your fucking guitar one of these days? Get some of that on here. A little acoustic. No, you don't want that?
No, acoustics aren't.
I'd like to hear him play.
The acoustics aren't good here.
Especially.
Okay.
I'm talking about it. Travel.
Especially
ready.
Not for my other podcast.
What is that all about?
There's another
Give
podcast.
Yourself a
there
little
is
plug.
Enough.
That's what that big text was before about.
Yeah, where Zach was busting my ass, yeah.
Yeah, well, send me the new one. I'll listen to it.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I got grass cut today. I don't care if it's wet. I'm cutting it anyway. I'm a rebel like that.
John. I got to do that, too.
My grass is cut.
Where do you live? Shillington? Or
Seeking Spring.
Seeking Spring, that's right.
All right.
Off the moat and exit.
Okay.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.
Check you later.
Sorry, but I know there's no many good... Wait, no.
All right, that's
any up. Good topic. All right,
see you next week. It's been emotional. Goodbye.
Baby back ribs. Baby.
Chitty, baby back ribs.
'Bout a boogie woogie down Route 66. Well, if you ever plan to motor west, take my way, that's the highway, that is the Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty. You should see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, darling, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip to this kind of tip, when you take that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66. St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty. You should see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, darling, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino. Once you get hip with the time to tip,